Hey everyone, welcome to the Eye Institute podcast channel. Today we're diving deep into the intricate world of risk management and its critical role in organizational decision making. So let's get started, shall we? Risk management, it's this process, right, where businesses identify, analyze, assess, and control threats to their capital and earnings. Now, these threats, they can come from anywhere: financial uncertainties, legal liabilities, technology issues, strategic management errors, accidents, and natural disasters. The goal of a robust risk management plan is to, well, minimize the impact of these risks or even capitalize on potential opportunities. Now, in modern business context, risk management, it's not just a safety net. It's a critical function across all levels of an organization. It ensures that management teams are equipped with the tools and insights required to make decisions that protect the company's assets and reputation. Companies that excel in risk management can operate more assuredly and aggressively, knowing they understand potential roadblocks and have plans in place to navigate or avoid them. But let's not confuse risk management with crisis management, though they sound similar. Risk management is about being proactive, anticipating risks before they happen. Crisis management, on the other hand, is reactive, employed once a risk has escalated into an actual emergency. So crisis management strategies, they're there to minimize damage and enable recovery as quickly as possible, whereas risk management is this continuous, proactive process. Let's consider an example, a technology firm that evaluates its cybersecurity preparedness regularly. This is risk management in action. They're identifying potential security loopholes and mitigating them before any data breach occurs. This is a clear separation from simply responding to a crisis after the fact. Moving on, identifying potential risks is the first step in effective risk management. Businesses use various methods like brainstorming sessions, checklists, and risk registries to find and record possible risks. For example, in the construction industry, potential risks might include labor shortages, equipment malfunctions, or supply chain disruptions. Meanwhile, a financial institution might be more concerned with interest rate fluctuations, credit risks, or regulatory changes. After risks are identified, the next phase involves a detailed analysis. This can be through qualitative or quantitative assessment methodologies like cost-benefit analysis or failure mode effects analysis, FMEA, to evaluate the severity and likelihood of each risk. A hospital might determine that the likelihood of a power outage is low, however, the impact on critical operations and patient safety could be catastrophic, prompting the development of detailed contingency plans. Risk control measures are actions taken to reduce the likelihood and impact of a risk. These include preventive controls to stop risks before they occur, corrective controls to address them after they have happened, and detective controls intended to discover risks early. For instance, a software company might implement training for developers on secure coding practices as a preventive measure, patch management systems as corrective actions, and regular audits and penetration testing as detective measures. Continuous monitoring and periodic review of risks are essential to the ongoing relevance of the risk management process. This includes tracking identified risks, monitoring residual risks, and detecting new risks due to changing conditions. Effective risk monitoring might be observed in the financial performance of a corporate entity, where management uses KPIs and real-time dashboards to monitor risk levels and compliance with regulatory requirements. Now, the risk management process involves several stages identification, where we establish a comprehensive inventory of possible risks assessment, where each risk is evaluated for severity and likelihood mitigation, involving reducing the negative impact of risks to an acceptable level. An evaluation, scrutinizing the effectiveness of risk management controls and strategies. Businesses employ various strategies to manage risks, including avoidance, reduction, sharing, and retention. The choice of strategy depends on the nature of the risk, the company's tolerance for risk, and the industry in which it operates. For instance, a company might invest in advanced cybersecurity systems to reduce data breach risks, whereas financial risks might be shared through an insurance policy. The absence of a cohesive risk management strategy can lead to chaotic and reactive management. Consider the financial collapse of a business that ignored the growing credit risk of its clients and failed to either reduce exposure through stricter credit controls or share the risk via credit default swaps. Effective risk management contributes significantly to enhanced decision making by providing a structured framework for weighing the pros and cons of various actions. It leads to more confident, evidence-based decisions that align with the organization's strategic goals and risk appetite. Implementing robust risk management processes allows businesses to operate more efficiently, streamlining workflows and preemptively addressing issues that might disrupt operations or erode profits. It protects firms from incurring severe losses and helps preserve their reputation, as seen in companies like automobile manufacturers who issue recalls at the early signs of a product defect, thereby mitigating reputational damage and potential lawsuits. In closing, integrating robust risk management strategies not only fortifies an organization against the uncertainties of the business landscape, but also optimizes performance and success. Entities that neglect the incorporation of risk management may find themselves ill-prepared for the inevitable challenges they will undoubtedly face. It's therefore imperative for businesses to invest in problem-solving skills courses and online certificate courses to enhance their workforce's competence in this crucial domain, ensuring longevity and sustained growth in today's volatile market. So that wraps up our deep dive into risk management and its pivotal role in organizational decision making. Remember, the goal is not just to protect, but to proactively steer decision making towards more informed and beneficial outcomes. Thank you for tuning in to the I Institute podcast channel. Stay informed, stay prepared, and see you in the next episode.